big event coming up this summertime in June. It is the 8-man Hall of Fame class going to be taking place, and two well-known athletes, kind of in different eras a little bit, are going to be having a chance to get inducted into the 8-man Hall of Fame class, and Taylor Dixon of Wanita Palisade, and this guy in front of me right here, my good buddy Shannon Messersmith, who back in the late 90s, actually early to mid-90s, and that's what, 86, 87, 88, 89, if I'm not mistaken, this guy on the football field was awesome. And on basketball and track and field as well, he was just a great three-sport athlete. He's in studio right now to talk about this induction. First of all, it's about time you got with me and we do an interview. It's been a long time coming, Shannon.
It's been a while. Sorry about that.
We'll have to do it. Once you do this, I tell everybody, once they do a radio interview, once you'll want to do it again. So okay. We might have to have like a Rich and Shannon or a Shannon and Rich podcast after this one and make it a daily thing. How about that?
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah. What was your feeling when you got the news that, we think you belong in the 8-man Hall of Fame this summer in the induction? What was your reaction? What was your thoughts?
Well, I was honored. I am honored. It's a pretty neat deal. I didn't probably realize how big of a deal it was at the beginning, but there's been quite a bit of time and effort put into the 8-man Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and it's pretty neat to see induction classes coming in each year, and then, I don't know, it's just a lot bigger deal than I realized.
If you go to the website, Nebraska8manfootball.com, you will. And Shannon just alerted me to this website just recently. Man, and it goes through all the years and has pictures and bios on all the great individual players, coaches, contributors. Man, you're in good company. I mean, this baby going all the way back, I'm trying to think how many years this thing goes to. What the first year might have been. Gosh, back, it's. I don't think it's...
It's not very...
No,
they haven't been doing it very long.
Maybe no, not at all.
2017, I think.
2017, you got that right.
I think that's the first year.
But if you follow high school football, especially 8-man ranks for the last 10 years, you're going to find some guys, wow, he belongs. Yeah, he belongs, and he belongs. And by gosh, you belong too with the career you had too.
Well, thank you. It was fun. It was a fun career. So.
Do you reminisce going back with your family? With your kids? Do you see old teammates? You had some great years at Hayes Center High School.
Oh, boy. We had some... We had a really good football team my senior year, but it would have been pretty easy for anybody to carry the ball successfully with those. I mean, we had guys like Joe Raymer and Shannon Walker and Brent May. I mean, there just were a whole bunch of, just in our class alone, I think we had nine, if I remember. I think there were nine boys, which, in class B, that's not a big deal. But in class D, that's a pretty big class of boys, especially if they're all good football players, and they were. So I feel pretty lucky to be able to go into the Hall of Fame because there are a lot of guys that are very well deserving. I mean, if you couldn't carry the ball behind Joe Raymer, something was wrong. So anyway,
you say the right things what a running back should say, or any back is my lineman. If I don't have the lineman, I can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And we had a whole bunch of them: Tom Floyd and Kent Fichtner and Chad Brenning, Dennis Scott. I mean, these guys are all big, strong high school kids that were, man, they were good. That was fun too. They're all good guys too. That made it fun.
So. Do you keep in touch with any of those guys still? Do they live around here or not?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them still live, in the area. Some of them, Andy Hoagland's in Kearney. Uh-huh. And he was Leland Beaker. He was a big part of our football. And Lester Beaker. Lester was a quarterback my junior year. So there's. Yeah, Trevor Wilson. I mean, they're just a whole. And we had a pretty successful offense. We ran an option quite a bit. So I would never ever leave the quarterback. I was an I back. I never left the quarterback, and consequently, we may option the safety. Well, we might be 30 yards downfield. So then the option happens. He pitches the ball to me. Mm-hmm. So I carry it the last 10 yards in for a touchdown. Well, I record all those yards. So the quarterback my senior year was my brother, Chad.
Oh, boy.
And he was a very good quarterback, very, very good football player. And so I joke, he probably had half the yards that I have were probably his. So
I was just wondering if there was a little brotherly argument there. It's like, well, I ran 50 of those 60 yards, brother. I should have had some of those yard stats, but maybe he didn't. It's just as long as we win,
yeah.
That was the most important thing.
Yeah, that was the most important thing for all of us. Yeah. It didn't matter who, Mark Correll, it didn't matter. He was the starting fullback, so it didn't matter if he scored or Chad scored or Beaker or Bobby Hastings. It didn't matter. We just wanted to win, so.
How about the biggest rivalry with, I mean, they still have rivalries to this day here in the RPAC conference team, something like that. Now it's Maywood Hay Center, but what was the team to face back with you guys?
Well, when we were in school, the biggest rival was Juanita.
Okay.
And they were good. They were good every year. Rod Harburg and Brian Yost and Doug Terry. I mean, those guys were all, there's some stud football players, and Jim McKinney was a football coach for them back then, and I think even Einspire was helping a little bit. Rick Einspire, you know, he's still
I see him on the track, running around the track right now.
So anyway, Juanita was our biggest rival, and I would say also Culbertson was always very good, and Maywood. Those three schools were, and we always had good games with Beaver City too. But we always played. There was a first game of the year for us. But anyway, I'd say those were the. Juanita was probably the biggest rival.
That was back in the day when all the towns had their own teams. Like Culbertson, Trenton, Juanita, Palisade, Maywood, Hay Center. That was the good days. I mean, I have nothing against the co-op right now. I really don't. But it's just, it's not the same.
Not quite the same, is it? But it's out of necessity. We do it now because, you know, but I'm glad that the kids get the opportunity to still play. Mm-hmm. So if it needs to be Maywood Hay Center, then okay. But you're right, it was back then. It was everybody played for their, you know, at wherever just that school that they went to. So
was their favorite game of all those 4 years in high school, a game that stood out like I will never forget this one?
I suppose two games. Okay. Juanita game probably my junior year was a really good one. Mm-hmm. and the Maywood game when I was a senior was that was a good one. They were really loaded too. They had Gary Doyle and Paul Smith and Scott Hoffman. I graduated the year before that, but he was quite a bit mad far kid. They were really loaded too. Mm-hmm. They were good. So there were a bunch of good football players in the area at that time.
Sure.
Yeah, and I mean every one of these guys I'm talking about are, I feel like they're deserving of being inducted into the Hall of Fame themselves. Mm-hmm. So I hope that because it's pretty recent, it's a new thing, that we'll start seeing more, you know, more people from our area that go in, that deserve it. So.
Yep. In the years to come, well, I'm sure we're going to see more from the area. I wouldn't doubt it for a second. You bet. Talk about your family. You and wife Tracy have been married how long now?
33 years.
I was going to say, you better come up with an answer right away, because if you think about it,
I think
it might get you in trouble.
I think it's 33,
And your kids, and you're a grandparent, and life's good, isn't it?
Life is great. Yep, we have four daughters. We have a wedding coming up in about a month.
Oh, really?
For our second one. Yeah, and she'll be married. Danica, our oldest, has three kids. So we have a granddaughter and two grandsons that are a blast. They're just a blast.
Spit an image of their grandfather, right?
Oh, they probably won't get in trouble. They're probably better kids than I was. They're pretty good kids.
But I'm sure all athletes and all athletic, and you love to watch them do what they do, right? And that'll pick up over the years too.
Yeah. Right now they're still young. Our oldest granddaughter is a kindergartner, so she's just getting ready for her second year of t-ball, so that's fun.
More to come in the years to come.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a blast. That is gonna be so fun.
Yeah.
What's and Tracy?
She's a sixth grade teacher in Hershey. She's a few years away from retiring, I guess. So I would like her to retire and help me win the office, but She's not ready to do that yet.
So. And for folks that don't know, tell us what you're doing right now.
Oh, I have a insurance and securities business.
Uh-huh.
So I run that, operate it daily. And so she helps in the summertime or, you know, in the office. Mm-hmm. I would like it if it was a more permanent thing, but that's okay. So.
Maybe one of these days.
Maybe one of these days.
Exactly so. Right. Are you still blowing a whistle during the basketball season now and then, or have you cut down on that?
Not very much. I pretty much, about 3 years ago, I decided that 20 years was enough.
Right.
So let the younger guys do that, and they do a good job. So.
Sometimes the feet and the ankles and the joints and the knees and stuff like that, you can't do it like you used to, huh?
No, not like you used to.
Yeah. Of course, you're, as I said, multi-sport athlete. You had some great years basketball. You had some great years running track and field, too, didn't you?
Yeah. When I was in high school, the Hay Center Cardinals had never been to the boys' state tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a huge goal for us to do that. And we didn't make it. We got beat in the district final in overtime by Beaver City. We got beat 77-75, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy Clues hit a straight-on bank shot from 21 feet to put it in overtime.
Oh, wow.
Randy Clues is a post player. Uh-huh. He never shot perimeter shots.
Right, right. And you think, let him shoot it.
Yeah.
Okay, don't let him shoot it.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe he made that. So
you came close.
Yeah. And every time I see Randy today now, we still talk about that, how he was such a great shooter back in high school.
Track and field, you loved running the track, didn't you?
We had real good track coaches. Rick and Lana May were our track coaches, mm-hmm. So they made it fun to go to practice. They made it fun to compete in meets and stuff. And as I got older, I did okay. I had some success jumping, long jump,
mm-hmm.
So it was fun. But I didn't jump far enough to get the school record. School record is still owned by Greg Snyder.
Okay.
That's 23 feet, 3¾ inches.
That's getting out there. That's getting out there, 23 feet, that's for sure.
So I jumped 23, but couldn't get the record.
Did you hit a 23-footer? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did.
Was that was a conference meet? What, the district meet or just a regular season meet
right
someplace?
Right before district meet, yeah. It was right before the district. And then I go to the district meet and can't hardly hit the board. First two jumps and prelims, I scratched. And so the third jump, I slowed down, looked at the board, and jumped. And
right.
I automatically qualified. So with that jump, that was good. I think it was, if I remember right, it was 20 feet, 8.5 inches, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I qualified. So then I had three jumps in finals. So I was going really getting after it. Well, then I scratched all three times.
Oh, jeez. Dang it. The life of a jumper.
That's right.
You know, still to this day, you have some big jumps. But, boy, if you're not on that day, it's not going to happen.
Yep.
Now, you did have we were talking beforehand that Shannon had a chance to go on and play a little college football. Just decided not to. But the opportunity was there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. I could have went and played football and track at Shadron, and I decided right at the end, I guess I didn't want to go that far away from home,
mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a big enough deal to take me that far away, so I decided to go to McCook instead.
Uh-huh.
So
it happens.
Yep.
Go on.
It was good. Yep.
Get on with your school go on, get a life. And it's been great for, you said, 33 years now?
Yep.
33 wonderful years.
Yep.
You bet.
33 great years. Yep.
You bet. Well, it's going to be a big deal coming up this summer in June. I think we said late June. For that date,
June 20th
in Hastings for the 8-man. And boy, you got some great company. It's going to be pretty cool. Taylor, do you know Taylor?
Oh, yeah. Taylor was officiating football games back in this area when I coached for 4 or 5 years as a head football coach at Wallace.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and so every time I would see him come on the field,
uh-huh.
I would say, "Hey, Husker, how are you?"
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
he's a great guy. I mean, I officiated a lot of basketball games that he played in high school. Mm-hmm. He was a tremendous athlete. He was extremely fast. So, yeah, I know him very well. He's a great guy.
Two great additions to the eight-man Hall of Fame and represented Southwest Nebraska. I might have to make clear my schedule and go down that day for this. It'd be pretty dang cool for that.
Oh, that'd be pretty.
Oh
cool.
My gosh, that I could just sit around and listen to the stories. I can just sit around and listen to your stories. I know a lot of it a little bit, and I'm thinking back to all the times I had just graduated from college. I just graduated from high school. I was into college when you were getting ready to end your high school career. So anyway, but the great stories. You've got a million of them still. Don't you?
Yeah, they're fun to. It's fun to get together and talk to the teammates and coaches and stuff. It's as we're going through this process, it's kind of a cool deal. And I was talking to Coach Cole. He said, "You remember that play that night in Culbertson?" And I said, "Yep, I remember." So then, like a day or two later, I was talking to Coach Brex, and he said, "You remember that one play in Culbertson that night?" And I said, "Oh yeah, I remember."
Coach, I was there. I was there.
Yeah, those are fun. Yeah. They're fun memories. They're fun stories, and it's real cool that everybody remembers how it was too. So
yeah, Coach Jim Cole, Coach Mark Frex, those guys are pretty instrumental back in your high school days, weren't they?
Oh yes, very instrumental. Coach Cole got inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2017, or mm-hmm. I think, no, 22 maybe is when it was, I think. Mm-hmm. And very well-deserving. I mean, to be able to keep teams going to the playoffs as many years in a row as they have, it was mm-hmm. quite a deal. So, and both of them were, back then, Mr. Cole was the head football coach, and Mr. Frex then was the head basketball coach. Mm-hmm. And then in the opposite season, they just would reverse roles. So they were each other's assistants.
Right.
So they were very good buddies. They were very close. And everybody knew. Our team knew that our coaching staff was tight. And mm-hmm. I think that's a big deal. I mean, it starts at the top that if if you don't know where you're headed, why – can't have success. So they have been very instrumental to a lot of there's been a lot of good football players go through Hayes Center High School. Cody Jeffers and Jeff Erickson, Andy Floyd, mm-hmm. I mean Travis Lawson, Nolan May, gosh darn,
yeah,
Tom Floyd and Tom and Andy Floyd too. He was a good football player, and yeah, so it's just kind of neat to look back because those two guys pretty much coached all those guys.
Right,
through that whole time there. I remember right when our senior year, that was when Bob Tomlin then came to Hayes Center, and he coached our basketball team the last, my last year, our senior year, he was the head basketball coach, and he was a great addition too. He was mm-hmm. a good guy to, I mean, he's went on to coach a couple state championships in Cambridge.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So we were really lucky, I guess, to have some guys that really cared about us and they knew how to motivate you, knew how to push your buttons, I guess, get you mm-hmm. to play hard and we had a bunch of good kids right in that time and after that too. So yeah.
But Shannon did a great job, the super job. That's great setting down. And I told you, I told at the beginning, I said, after he gets done with his radio interview, he's going to want to do it again. So you and I on a podcast in about 3 weeks again, okay?
Might have to do that.
I'm just teasing him, but we'll have to do this again. But thanks a million for doing this. And we're going to get this out and have other folks listen to you. I talked to Taylor, I talked to you, and he reminisced and you reminisced. And again, a lot of folks I can just sit there, and if they're like me, just sit there all day. Just sit there all day and listen to all the great stories, because they were so cool back in the day, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess I got to listen to, my dad was real, ever since I've been a little kid, athletics were a big deal, mm-hmm. as we were growing up. And so that's that really helped a lot, because my dad's family was a big family, so when we would have a home football game or away, it didn't matter. We had aunts and uncles and cousins and all kinds of people there support you. So,
well, there still are a thousand Messerschmitts around here still.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
still around.
Yeah, there's still a whole bunch. That's right.
And you're related to every single one of them, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thanks, Millie, for doing this, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.